Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're currently doing the section on dreams and those matters that are related to dreams. So yesterday we did with regards to seeing Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream and the different forms that a person may see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream and whether a person should do an amal, whether he should practice on something so that he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he explained the best amal a person can do is follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The closer he is towards to the sunnah, the closer he will be to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world and also in the akhirat. Anyway, moving on, today we do another hadith an Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu annahu sami'a an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul idha ra'a ahadukum ru'ya yuhibbuha فإنما هي من الله تعالى فليحمد الله عليها وليحدث بها وفي رواية فلا يحدث بها إلا من يحب وإذا رأى غير ذلك مما يكره فإنما هي من الشيطان فليستعذ من شرها ولا يذكرها لأحد فإنها لا تضره متفق عليه. هذا أبو سعيد خدري رضي الله عنه narrates that he heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that if any one of you sees a dream which he likes, then it is from Allah Ta'ala, so he should praise Allah Ta'ala for it, and he should relate it. And in another narration it comes that he should only relate it to those whom he loves. We'll do the explanation just now. So this first part of the hadith from Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu, that firstly is if any one of you sees a dream which he likes, then this is from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he should praise Allah Ta'ala. In other words, it's a good dream with a good meaning. He should praise Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He should relate it. Another hadith, now it qualifies this relating part. It says, the second hadith says, that he should only relate it to those whom he loves. But if he sees something which he dislikes, something like a bad dream, an evil dream, what we call a nightmare, then this is from shaitan. So he should seek refuge from its evil and not relate it to anyone. It will not harm him. It will not harm him. Just a little bit of explanation of this so we can understand this part properly. And when a person sees a good dream, he should attribute it to Allah Ta'ala. He should praise Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It shouldn't be a means of making him proud in any way. He shouldn't feel as though he has reached any maqam, he has reached any position. But this is a good glad tiding from the side of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. A good dream is a glad tiding for a believer because it will serve as a motivation for him to enhance his character and increase in hope, his hope in Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala different ways encourages different bandas, different people. So it's a means of motivation from the side of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a dream remains suspended until it is interpreted. Once it is interpreted, it will manifest itself according to the interpretation. Hence, do not narrate your dream except to a person you are fond of. I mean, a person that you like. You know that this person doesn't have any hatred for you, he doesn't have any jealousy, he doesn't have any type of ill feelings or agenda against you in any way. So that type of person you can mention your dream, he can interpret your dream, he's an intelligent person. So hence do not narrate your dream except to a person you are fond of and who is intelligent. This is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi, he stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permitted one to narrate one's dreams only to those whom one loves, because strangers and others may harbor jealousy. They may therefore give an unpleasant interpretation and this may prove detrimental. In comparison, a alim will provide a beneficial interpretation if he narrates it to those. If he narrates it to those whom he loves, it will be regarded as a good omen, and a good omen are desirable. In other words, a person had a dream, now he goes to an alim, somebody who knows about dreams, he's got his welfare in mind, he'll give a good interpretation. This good interpretation will actually be a good omen that a person is now taking, and this now will have benefit for a person. Give it to the wrong person, he'll give a wrong interpretation. Now it will be playing on the person's mind all the time. This was the interpretation of my dream, it's got such a bad meaning. That continuous playing in the mind now will actually play out in a person's life also. We don't realize how powerful the mind is. So where it started off from a dream. Therefore it's nice to go to a pious person, will give a good interpretation, and he'll give an interpretation that is encouraging. That encouragement now will play out in a person's mind, he'll take it as an encouragement, and now he'll start practicing and doing good things. Whereas you take it to a wrong person, he'll give a bad interpretation. That bad interpretation starts playing in the mind, and now a person actually plays out that in his life, with that interpretation playing in his mind. This is what is mentioned here, what is explained, that this good omen is something that is something that is desirable. On the other hand, when a person sees an evil dream, he should attribute it to shaitan, because such dreams are generally due to the latter's whispering. Because of shaitan's whispering, a person is seeing a nightmare, he's seeing an evil dream. A man becomes perplexed with such dreams, and shaitan is pleased. The idea of shaitan is to get a man worried, is to get him concerned, is to get him frightened. This is the style of shaitan. And Allah Ta'ala tells us, لا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون, that don't become despondent, don't become sad. You will be victorious, you will be at a good position. Allah Ta'ala will elevate you, you will reach that point. إن كنتم مؤمنين, so long as you are good believers, you are believers, you believe in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then you, Allah Ta'ala will give you that position. There is no need for you to be perplexed, to be sad, to be in a depression. This depression and sadness is actually from shaitan. Because when a man is depressed, then he doesn't want to do anything good. He doesn't have any motivation for Quran. He doesn't have motivation for salah. He doesn't have motivation for charity. He doesn't have motivation to smile with anybody, to be kind and courteous. He just goes into a shell. And this is what shaitan wants. He wants to put us in a shell. Allah Ta'ala wants us to be happy and to do those things that are pleasing to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So therefore, this is part of shaitan's plan. The man becomes perplexed with such dreams, and shaitan now is getting happy that I'm making this person frightened, I'm putting him into a depression. Since this leads now to evil thoughts, loss of hope and disillusionment from gaining closeness to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who is getting happy? Shaitan is getting happy. Therefore one should seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala from such dreams and not mention them to anyone. This will protect a person from their evil effects. Person has a bad dream, don't go mention it to anybody. Tomorrow we'll do, inshallah, what a person should do, how he should react when he sees a nightmare, what he should read, etc. We'll do that tomorrow. But for today's hadith, enough to know, if we see a nightmare, don't pay too much of attention to it, don't worry about it. Put our hopes in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and it will be forgotten. That will be the end of that nightmare, that's where it ends. We don't carry on allowing it to play in our mind, so that it affects us in our wakeful state. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillah.